I'm Steve Potter. And later on Cityscape, Coca's production of The Turn of the Screw, a psychological thriller, the story of a governess alone in the English countryside who suspects that the orphans in her care are connected to the spirits that she sees roaming the estate. Our next story, though, doesn't involve spooky houses or noises in the dark, but it does have its own scary moments for Ellen Stimson, who, along with her family, picked up and moved from St. Louis to rural Vermont. The book is Mud Season: How One Woman's Dream of Moving to Vermont, Raising Children, Chickens and Sheep, and Running the Old Country Store pretty much led to one calamity after another. That's the title. Ellen Stimson, welcome to Cityscape.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me. It's the longest subtitle in the history of books, I think.
It is. I barely got it out. You know, your story is not The Turn of the Screw, but it did have its own scary moments for you.
It did, indeed. We bought the oldest country store in America. It had been humming along since 1816, had beautiful wooden gleaming shelves and big jars of licorice and charming little bell over the door. It didn't look at all like the kind of thing that can ruin you. And I pretty much drove it smack into the ground in just 3 years.
Well, I want to hear that story, but let's let's set this up a little bit. You and your family, I think, were all originally lived your entire lives in the Midwest.
We did. We did.
What was life like for you in St. Louis?
Well, we loved our lives. You know, we loved our kids' schools. We loved our friends. Our kids went to New City School and Crossroads, and we had great experiences there. The food was amazing. I still miss the restaurants. But we loved our lives. But we wanted to live someplace beautiful. We wanted to live in a place where we could be closer to the natural world, either mountains or ocean, and mountains won.
Well, in the story that you relate in the book is that finally, after years of raising kids, you and your husband finally got to take a vacation by yourselves.
We did. And we went to Vermont and had this sort of great date. We were, I think the moment that we decided to move to Vermont, we were parked by the side of the road at a little stand where we had bought some Vermont cheddar and some maple bread and butter pickles. It was actually one of the best meals of my life. We were necking on the hood of our car, and I said, here, I want to live here. And because I am somewhat of an overreactor, the next thing you knew, we moved to Vermont.
Well, now, he didn't go along with that right away.
Pretty quickly. I am married to one of the world's easygoing guys, and it didn't take him long.
Wow, you're lucky. What, let's talk about this Vermont. A little town called, is it Dorset?
It is.
Population of a couple thousand, right?
Couple thousand. We have one stop sign. If you blink, you'll miss it. Teeny tiny little place. And I think the thing that I really didn't understand was that we were moving to this tiny little village community. I'd always lived in a city. I lived in South St. Louis. And, you know, in a city, you have a tremendous amount of anonymity. You might not have a lot of privacy because you all live right next to each other, but anonymity you have plenty of. And in the country, we have all the privacy in the world. I can go out onto my porch in my nightgown and nobody cares, but absolutely no anonymity. Anything I say outside of my yard gets heard around Vermont.
You know, I've always found where I've lived, I've sort of made a purpose. This sounds terrible, like not to get to know my neighbors I'm serious, too closely.
Well, one day, it's impossible in Vermont. It's absolutely, utterly impossible. One day, I was in the country store, and the governor came in. And I was very excited to meet the governor because I'd never met a governor before, but in a tiny state like Vermont, you know, you meet the governor. And I introduced myself. I said, hello, I'm Ellen Stimson. I was very excited, and he said, I'll never forget this, as long as I live, Ellen Stimson, aren't you the woman whose kid peed on his teacher's chair?
And was that true?
Yeah. You can't make that stuff up. And that's the difference between living in the city and a tiny village.
Well, you know, Ellen, you've done something a lot of us dream of doing. You sort of referred to it. Like, I go to Florida for vacations a lot. And every time I'm there, I think in the back of my mind, oh, I think I'd like to move here. And we all do that, but very few of us ever really do it.
We did. I mean, we used to play that game on every vacation. What would it be like to live here? And we were actually in Italy on a trip when our kids were much younger, and our middle child, our daughter, Hannah, said, you know, why do we always play this game? Could we really live anywhere? And, you know, we thought about it and thought about it and thought about it, and we realized that we lived where we did mostly because of habit. As I say, there were many things we loved about our lives, but we yearn to live closer to the natural world, and so we decided to make it happen.
Let's talk about the title of your book, Mud Season, and then it goes on from there. But the title is Mud Season, and then on the cover of your book, there's a pair of big old, you know, tall boots, and there's a story behind that. I'd never heard that Mud Season expression before.
Ah, those are called muck boots. And let me tell you, every Vermonter has several pairs. Mud season is the time in late winter, early spring, when the snow begins to melt. And unlike out west, in Vermont, we live in very close proximity to the mountains. They bump right up against us. And so when the snow begins to melt, the mud begins to roll down the mountains our way. We live in a high, sweet valley surrounded on all sides by mountains. And so we have mud rooms. You know, and when I moved there, I had this idea that I would make the mudroom really cute, like in a Country Living magazine article with little hooks and a bench. And, you know, what I didn't get was that that mudroom, it actually fills up with mud. The first spring we lived there, we had tadpoles in the mudroom. So the title of the book is really a metaphor. It is all of that wonderful natural beauty and the reason that we moved to Vermont. And then the terrible messes I made for us once we got there. So it's sort of a mud season is sort of the juxtaposition of those two things.
So one thing that you left behind in the city were sidewalks.
Yes, we did. Well, although our little town has it has a church, a general store, and an inn. And there are marble sidewalks just in front of those places. And every year at town meeting, we argue for 2 or 3 hours about whether we should add more marble. And every year we decide, no, we'll leave it just the way it is.
We're talking with Ellen Stimson, author of Mud Season. So you decide after a trip that you and your husband took to Vermont to move the whole family out there and you know, have the perfect life, I guess, start over and live the dream. And you end up buying an old country store. But, boy, that didn't go over like you thought.
No. The thing is, when I moved to Vermont, I was a tourist. So my experience of Vermont was that of a tourist. And I used to go to a place called the Vermont Country Store, which is actually a tourist place with all kinds of great things that people who are traveling to Vermont might want to buy. And I thought I was buying a tourist spot. And the locals in my town, well, they thought I was buying their grocery store. And I didn't get that. So I did things like, you know, I brought in these wonderful alpaca socks from a farm just up the road, which I can imagine every tourist wanting to buy. And they were gorgeous. They were all colors. There were deep magentas and purples and all kinds of patterns. And, you know, the locals just wanted their canned gravy. They didn't want these goofy, fancy socks. And, in fact, I put those socks in the front of the store. I moved the bread to do that. The bread had probably been in the same spot for 100 years. And do you know that eventually I wound up with a bread boycott on my hands? The town decided they were going to stop shopping in my store until I moved the bread back. It was around then that I began to realize I had a problem.
You know, people might think you're joking, but this is the honest truth. The supermarket where I shopped actually moved their bread a couple of months ago, and it really threw me off. It did.
Did you boycott the store?
Well, no, I just looked around a little longer, and I found it. But so,
you know, I didn't realize that I had a boycott happening. It was mud season. It was not long after we bought the store, and I thought business was slow because it was mud season, and nobody was going out, and everybody felt a little draggy. And I ran into my banker, actually at a bank 2 towns away. I wasn't even in my own town. And he said to me, "How are you guys? How's it going at the store?" with this very worried look on his face, you know. And I said, "Well, it's mud season, but it's okay." And he asked me again, and again, very worried, like maybe somebody was sick at our house. How are you? Vermonters take a long time to get to the point. And eventually he said, "But about the bread, Ellen, how is the bread?" And I looked at him like he was out of his mind. I had no idea what he was talking about. And he said, "Ellen," he finally spelled it out, "listen, you've moved the bread, and I believe what you have on your hands, dear, is a bread boycott." And I knew I was in trouble.
Well, you learn by through mistakes, I guess. You know, you make some interesting points in your book. You talk about, like, making affirmative choices, living with intention, failing up.
Well, failing up was something we had to learn to do because I had bought this country store and made such a hash of it. And, you know, the reality was we were still in this beautiful place that we longed to be. And there were so many things that were going right. We were homeschooling our youngest child, and that was a great, wonderful surprise of our middle age. We had started raising chickens. Two of those chickens, Mabel and Mildred, are still with us 9 years later after the first hatch. So that was going really well. So, you know, I believe that when we live by intention, when we make conscious choices, we wind up with richer lives. Sometimes, you know, you wind up with a big screw-up like I did with the country store, but you also wind up with a life that is the sum of your choices. And I think that makes for a richer life.
Now, you mentioned your chickens, and animals play a pretty big part in this book, too. Number one, before we go any further about pets and chickens, chickens are pets for people. Do they show affection?
They don't really show affection. They love us because we feed them, you know. I love those girls. They fly up in my kitchen window and beg for food. And they do sort of make this kind of, it's almost like a kitten purring. They have a coo sound that they make when they rub up against you. They want you to pet them. They want you to feed them. So it's not quite the same as your dog or your cat, but it's very satisfying nonetheless.
The book is Mud Season, How One Woman's Dream of Moving to Vermont, Raising Children, Chickens, and Sheep, and Running the Old Country Store pretty much led to one calamity after another. Ellen, you'll be at a book signing and discussion this evening, 6:30 at Barnes & Noble at Ladue Crossing, then Monday at 7 p.m. at Left Bank Books in the Central West End.
Yes, sir. And I can't wait to be there.
And if people want more information about that or about your book, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. And in closing, I know that you've just finished a second book, and that's about raising teenagers, I think.
I have. Thank you so much for asking. It's called Good Grief. I got the good news from Norton about 2 weeks ago that they've bought it, and Good Grief will be coming out in October of 2014. Good Grief is sort of that moment right after you say, what next?
Well, Mud Season. Ellen Stimson, thank you so much for joining us today on Cityscape.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
And coming up next, a perfect play for the Halloween season. This is St. Louis Public Radio.